Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Monday for many of you on the eastern part of the United States, or in the eastern quadrant of the United States. The heat wave will be breaking a little bit today, so I say to you, congratulations on that. It did reach up here in Maine, where temperatures were in the 90s up here. When their temperatures in the 90s up here, I know how the rest of the country is suffering.
Yes.
Or as as they call it in Florida, Monday. That's the way it is down there.
But Florida, Floridians, they've made a deal with the climate. Yes. They've made a deal with it.
You live there and suffer for 4 months of the year so that you can enjoy the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And really, 4 months is, sometimes it's May through October. So May, June, July, August, September. Sometimes it's 6 months of the year where it's super, like, balls hot.
Right.
Anyway, is it better down there in our nation's capital today?
A little better today, and tomorrow's going to be even better.
It's 80 degrees at 9 in the morning. I say that it's all relative.
Did you get the thunderstorms yesterday?
We did, but we got the thunder, but no rain.
Yeah, we got hit pretty bad out
no
there.
No rain.
So.
Well, let me play an effect thunder, that we got from this morning. Oscar Santana leaving his house.
Oh, my God.
You took a spill.
I'd like to play a dedication for him, Mike, if possible.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be
it's
true?
A falling song.
If I fell, yes.
No wounds, and I won't be sharing them. No wounds.
I will say this: you're glowing with the perspiration of a man who fought
God.
A fall.
Jesus Christ!
What? All right.
Embarrassment.
How did the fall take place?
Because I'm 12, I wear a backpack to work. Right. That's what I do.
Anything to appear to be younger.
Oh, it's
than you
just
are.
Terrible.
He's a young man on the go in the city, Mike.
I will say the traveling, wearing a backpack is the ultimate way.
Yeah,
to
but
go.
To the office, those days might be numbered. Like I think that's over.
I prefer a hard square briefcase.
Do you also wear like white tennis sneakers and then put on your pumps when you get to the office? Is that what you do? Well, I can't see.
He is wearing tennis shoes.
Just sneakers.
Okay, but
sneakers,
he's a woman.
I don't put on my dress shoes.
WOMAN.
All right, so what happened?
My backpack got caught on the wrought iron railing that is right in front of my house, the little postage stamp of a little landing.
If you want to know where Oscar lives, go back and rent an old movie called The Exorcist. And Oscar lives on the corner where the guy was standing under the street lamp, because he does live in Georgetown.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So that's
it. I had somebody this weekend say, where are the Exorcist stairs? And then we've just pointed down the street.
Like, what you need to do.
They are still scary.
One block up.
What you should do if you rent The Exorcist, though, get Letterboxd, but then watch it regular, because that's how wide Oscar's house is. You need to smoosh it in.
It is. It's that small still.
Narrow.
So you hooked yourself.
I hooked myself, and they're not that many stairs. That's why I was like, so I felt the hook, right? So instead of
two steps,
stopping and then looking back and unhooking, I figured do the old swing to like unlatch it. Anybody's ever hooked themselves on the back, but you figure you could do anything you want like you could when you're 18 years old.
Right.
I do that. My backpack unleashes itself, spins me around the back. As I stumble into what is a minivan in front of my house, parked on the street, smash into that thing. Thank God they have panels that don't dent. And I look around like, because I'm on my ass and my back's to the minivan.
So you're flat. You went down. You went down.
I flew down.
Oh,
and then,
so you actually did the bounce off the minivan? Did you face the minivan and then fall on your ass?
No, I landed back into the minivan. Stopped me from dying in traffic.
Okay, thank God. That's better.
A Monday morning fall. There's nothing like it.
And then I look around and there's this lady walking her dog. And I'm like, well, that was embarrassing. Maybe she'll say something.
Yeah.
She walks by and she smiles and keeps walking.
Hello.
Good morning.
I don't want to engage. I don't want to engage the man. He might be dangerous.
Meanwhile, my Uber's there giving me one star less, being like, I guess that guy's getting in this car afterwards.
I hobble into that Uber.
Low rating.
Well,
he goes,
could be worse,
okay, man?
It could be worse. It could be Scott and Bailey, my favorite British show that I finished binging last night, and it ended with them getting a serial killer, and they got, now who's doing the clock? What's that?
I'm texting my wife as I texted her 10 minutes ago. I said, can you bring me something? I'm sweating. I'm trying to get this off my brow. Can you do something to help me out?
That really was, did you see him do that?
Yeah.
That really was kind of the real Oscar.
Yeah. You know,
he's looking at her and he's going,
yeah.
Like me. Yeah. Like me now.
Why would I buy you an iWatch? Why would I buy you an iWatch? So you got to be, I can see you anytime.
Right. Engage.
Yes.
Just because I'm curious. Yeah. Because this is funnier than the fall to me. Yeah. So in your text.
Yes.
In your text to your missus. Yes. What are you asking for?
I'm asking her for.
Beverage?
Well, no, I'm asking her for something to wipe my brow with.
Okay,
some
in the text you said, get me a towel or something.
Yes, it's a matting cream and a latte. And then none of those things
have arrived. Oh, you want some of your TV makeup?
Yes, yes.
You want some of your TV makeup?
Old, Oprah left this morning at 8:30, and she goes, later, and I'm like, what about me? She said, new rules, and she left me. She left me.
New rules.
Rob, did you get your makeup this morning?
Don't I look it? I put on my hair filler.
You know, Rob Spiewak, I'm going to give you credit. Your face gets like rosy once in a while, but I think Rob's got pretty good skin.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was told this when I was, I had this project I worked with Joe D'Apato called Crashing. And when I was in makeup, the lady said,
what did she say? What did the professionals say?
She said, you won't need much. You have lovely skin.
See?
Yeah.
He doesn't have, you don't have a blotch on you, right?
No. But for years of clean living, Mike.
I will tell you, my skin now, Rob, you'll be very happy to remember this name from television past in Washington, D.C.
Oh,
he knows the name I'm going to mention, a gentleman by the name of Ed Turney.
Turney's World.
In his later years on Channel 7, the ABC affiliate in Washington, D.C., his skin just slowly started to slough off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He went from, and by the way, Bill O'Reilly, one of the things that really pissed him off is when, I think he was debating Al Franken, and they were talking about the blotchy skin.
Yes.
And the Irish have, not all Irishmen, Colin Farrell is an Irishman.
Beautiful Irishman.
He has a different complexion. He's a beautiful Irishman. He's a pretty one.
Yeah, but, he's one of the pretty ones, Mike.
You get, it's like a freckle thing, and then it turns into a kind of blotchy skin.
Well, eventually the freckles connect and you have a lovely tan. But if people...
Of course, I'm in a dark room today, it looks like. So, I mean, I don't think you're really getting the effect of the blotch. But
I haven't really noticed the blotch.
There's not a lot of YouTube footage of Ed Turney, but if you want a representation, YouTube a crab molting. And then you'll know what it was like watching
what the skin was like.
Yeah, it would just come off in one piece.
And Oscar, you've got good skin.
You do.
I do. I just feel the sweat going down my back as I had to run.
So you don't want to shine.
I don't want
to. You hate to shine.
I don't like to shine. It's all about you guys.
No, it's not what he means, Oscar.
It's all about you guys.
It's very different.
You're shining a lot today.
Yeah.
And by the way, can I just say to my wife, yep, your boy was right. Your boy who bought that 12,000 BTU. $300 Walmart air conditioner.
Ooh, yes,
there's
that
my peach.
Took care of not just the sunroom, but the entire lower quadrant of the house.
Oh,
we were comfortable all weekend long with 90-degree temperatures. Damn, Daniels. Even if it's one day, I have to tell you, this house, when we were going through a heat wave last year, and we had multiples last year, this house was not a cool
place
to live.
Did Kathy come by and then judge you?
You know what? Kathy isn't judging. I'm not putting myself into situations where I get judged.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know?
That's right.
We've got that Monday night social thing that we've blown off now twice, and we decided today probably a third time. Mm. As Carla said to me, said, do you want to go to that thing tonight? She said, why? I said, yeah, you're right. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Go to
you gotta show them.
Good point. Guess where I am? I'm at home
They'll
in my cool
us.
House.
They'll miss us.
That's right.
No, we go there for just to watch everybody else talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dig it.
No, it's the worst.
Put yourself
I'm
in
not
that
interested
situation.
In them. They're not interested in me. So the game's over.
But is there anything better, Mike, than having an air conditioner that's a little too much for the room? It's the best.
My buddy Zach, who got in his old farmhouse up here. Got the, you remember the thing we had in Manassas? Remember that unit we had?
Yeah, the ceiling
from
mount.
Our friends.
Yeah.
And that's the type that he's got upstairs and downstairs. And I'll go into it later in the show why I was over there. We had a bit of an emergency situation this weekend. But I walked in and checked it out. And to open a door and feel a house like that
wonderful.
Up here, that cool, it's great. So I was happy. But air conditioning is.
You don't have a lot of air conditioned houses up there in that neighborhood,
right? No, not a lot at all. And, kudos to the individual that invented that. Thomas Edison for inventing the air conditioner.
I am very thrilled. Wait, Joe Carrier.
Wait, do you have an R2-D2 or like the little wall unit guy?
Thomas Train. Thomas the Train invented the air conditioner. I think it's a... Can we find out who invented air conditioner? They don't get enough credit.
Mr. Conditioner.
You will actually... Joe Conditioner. It's a name you'll recognize. I remember because I've seen it before.
The inventor of the air conditioner?
I thought it was Michael and Son.
It's Willis Carrier.
Yeah, oh, Carrier. Snap.
Is Carrier. It really Carrier?
It is Carrier.
Damn.
Do you have anything more, or is that just Willis Carrier?
All I have is Willis Carrier. I'm looking for more details now.
Willis Carrier.
It sounds like NASA. Carrier.
Yeah, I mean, we got the moon launch.
We're looking for more details now.
Mike, over. I went to the moon launch.
So tell me about that. Please tell me about that.
Washington Monument.
Yes.
Yes. Give us the backstory so we know what's going on.
So 50th anniversary of the moon launch. We talked about it briefly last week. Fry had actually put me onto it early last week before we talked about it here. And if you haven't found the bonus show yet, I implore you of all bonus shows, find out how dumb Rob really is on this past Friday's bonus show. Please, for the love of God.
Is that where they tell the story? Is that the one where you tell the story about me falling down because I carry a backpack?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, look,
that's how dumb I am. Mike.
No, that was moronic of me.
Yeah, keep stuttering.
You actually mentioned that. Rob, and I'll say, you know what? You want to come after me? I'll come after you. This is what happened. Rob said he said he didn't know why we care about the space program.
No,
he
that's not
dumb.
That's not what I said at all. I said, in my history, I have not been that much into space travel. And then if you stay for the whole
thing. I'll give you the third interpretation.
Oh, there's
you said it, you said you're not a fan.
Yeah, okay.
Like it's a TV show for you.
I'll cop into that. You have to admit, your information that you gave to me during the bonus show, I turned. I don't listen to you. No, not you. I turned around on it a little bit.
The whole thing with space travel is that we have a big, heated, wonderful, discussion,
yes.
And it's not
it's glorious.
It's really good. But it was precipitated by you talking about this
wanting
commemoration of Apollo 11's moon landing that took place Saturday at the Washington Monument, where they put a model of Apollo 11, the rocket, on the launch pad. Projected it on the side of the Washington Monument. Would have loved to be there.
It was
that.
The full effing launch.
Full Monty.
They launched. They project and saw half of one in the second show. They had four shows in the evening. Right, we got there for the 9:30. By we, I mean my wife Shannon, Todd, and Marissa, my two other friends that love to do things in the city. And dogs didn't go. We're going to take them in the heat. So we left them at home. Went to the 9:30. Saw the 9:30. The end of the 9:30 show close to the monument. Absolutely gorgeous. And then went back to what was supposed to be the best vantage point up next to the Smithsonian Castle, for those of you in the D.C. area, across the lawn from the Air and Space Museum. And there they had the full Monty, the full show, countdown, screens left and right.
I got a specific question.
Yes.
So you've got the Apollo 11 projected onto the Washington Monument.
Yes. Yes.
And then they show the launch.
Yes.
What happened when the tip of the rocket clears the top of the Washington Monument? Do you just see it vanish, or do you?
No.
Oscar was unclear, Mike. The actual monument launched. They put.
You know what? That's what, just because you hate space.
That's what those things that we saw on the ground were.
That's right.
The ultimate launch.
I'm texting you pictures right now as we speak. Keep talking, please.
Cool. I really think this is You know what? They do things once in a while where
inspired.
It seemed inspired.
Yeah.
It really is a great hit. When I saw that projected on the Washington Monument, so what a perfect idea.
So,
what a great way to commemorate.
Also, it was sort of a surprise. We wouldn't have known about it as early as we did, except they had to do a test, and Channel 5 spotted it. They hadn't even press released it yet.
And I sent some pictures over to you again in a second. For me, what was fascinating, and that's a great question, how are they going to track the rocket when it launched? By the way, to scale, always nice when you have smart friends around, the Washington Monument is 500-plus feet.
555, I think.
Yes. The Saturn V rocket is 300-plus feet. So the rocket
was very close.
It was to scale, the way it was laid onto the monument, onto the monument.
Very cool.
And you see the launch, and as it launches, it tracks through the air. It shows the three rockets and the three stages separate from each other. And then
all this is projected on the side of the Washington Monument.
On the side of the Washington Monument.
Oh,
And
look at your phone, Mike. The pictures are amazing.
What you also see is it's an interpretation, but beautifully put to music as well. As you see the lunar, the lander separate itself and land onto the moon. And then they have a beautiful moment where what would be Neil Armstrong's footprint.
Yeah.
A footprint appears on the surface of the moon.
God, then, what a time to do that. We need that.
Oh,
stuff,
my God. Could you? I mean, I couldn't have felt prouder to be an American.
And from your statistics, that looks like it is exactly the right height. It looks like they nailed it.
They absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And for me, also beautiful how they went all the way around. Like they took you from launch in 17 minutes to the landing, the spacewalk, and then back to touchdown with the parachute and the capsule into the ocean. And it was absolutely spectacular.
How crowded
spectacular.
Was it?
It was crowded.
I bet it
for
was.
For the heat?
Yeah.
Jammed.
You know, we had a rocket launching down here that I'll tell you about later in the show today, because this is just a little preview of that discussion that to all parents out there, just be careful. When you get the cheap toy online, you're probably getting a cheap toy. And it's cheap for the whole ride. But we had a bit of a launch. I ordered the toy was referred to as the ginormous rocket.
Ah,
I think I know that's what this
it
is.
That's what it was called. It was interesting. And that process began. I put so many toys together that I know now when I open the box whether it's going to be fun or an ordeal. And kudos to that. But you'll hear the story of that and lots more fun and more thrill. So you give that a 10, the rocket.
I give it a 10. I think I'm a rube to say that they should do more of this because I don't know how they would in the sheer expense. I don't know if it equates. I feel like for our 50th anniversary, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But to walk around. So, and just for those who have been to D.C. or in the area, I really thought, I was like, what's it going to take? Just put it on all four sides. No. They just put it on one side, and they fence off the rest of the mall, so you can't just like peer around. You have to walk to a certain vantage point.
I would imagine that's a pretty significant expense if you multiply what they're doing times four. That's why they don't do it. Yeah, you want to see it on one screen.
I think it would have to do also with lighting, because also, you wouldn't get as sharp a projection if you had that much light going on out there.
But what they did, gorgeous, and the amount of people in the middle of the night on the mall, I've never seen like – in my life. I felt like I was at Meriwether Post at a night concert.
Yes, but and with the muggings.
The Washington Monument, near and dear to my heart, because that's with my bachelor party that I had before our, Carl and my wedding. We went up to the top of the Washington Monument. Mike, it was very, very cool.
I'm sitting there with my wife, who could be less interested in space for some reason, that I said, can you please pretend to care? Can you please, this is a
Hell,
moment.
Hook her
this
up with
great.
Rob. Yeah, Rob's not a fan either.
I don't know if it was the
But he didn't call her stupid.
No, but I
take notes over here, pal.
I intimated that. I said, come on. I know this isn't a makeup tutorial, but it's space.
She didn't care about it.
Well, she seemed slightly annoyed that we stayed for a second show. And that's fine.
Did you just go to a lawn area and just hang out to wait for the second show, or was there a sit down situation where you could have a beverage or anything?
No beverages. We did remark that we went to dinner and then forgot all the pre-planning for a blanket or flasks. Okay. That's something we should have brought.
All right. So what was the total time you spent down at the mall waiting, seeing the tail end of the first show and waiting for the second show?
An hour.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And then
I'm with your boy,
45 minutes waiting for a car to get back because everybody and their mothers got every Uber and everything
DC.
Out. Oh, we didn't get home till midnight, Mike.
You should have taken Metro Rail.
Midnight.
Midnight, like to get you didn't go. So after the second show, it took you that long to get
9:30 show at 9:40 roughly, right?
Right.
Wow.
And then we stayed. The 10:30 show was 5 minutes late. I'm sure NASA wasn't pleased for that. Everybody kept on yelling, "You have one job. You had one job. Get this going right." I'm sure the projector overheated.
Did music accompany it? And
beautiful,
like that?
Beautiful music.
Oh,
see, beautiful.
I would have loved that.
I think. Oh Jesus! They had.
What if they do it? Why don't they do it every week?
They should do
DC
it.
DC could use. DC would use could use a little bump in.
Yes.
How about every night? I mean, how about a little Vegas in DC? Why not have that every? Wouldn't that be a great addition to the Washington Monument? But they probably
Mike,
wouldn't do that.
I should note that they had a famous composer. I don't remember his name. That actually did the music too.
Lady Gaga.
As I said, it wasn't Lady Gaga.
It was Pitbull.
I said to Shannon. I said.
Sorry.
Actually, what did you say to Shannon? He couldn't write the score, Mike, because he didn't know the zip code, the area code for the moon.
This is going to sound like a rube comment. Probably is. I felt like the whimsy and I guess imagination of what you see at Disney World or Universal Orlando was here in the city. For them to actually project something like
kind
that.
Kind of fun.
2 years of planning went into it. Absolutely beautiful.
You could do so many different things with that.
What
that,
movies that could you see? I was trying to think of vertical movies we could watch on the Washington Monument.
Have to be someone very tall.
I have it. Yes. This is kind of a bookend. Deep Throat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's cause you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Well, I double dog dare ya! I triple dog dare ya!
All right.
Well, go on, do it.
I'm going.
This is next.
Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara, and I hope you're enjoying your holiday season. And I wanted to take this moment to say thank you. This has been an extraordinary year for everyone concerned. And with you, the support of our listeners, we have endured and hopefully will come out on the other side better for it. Thank you to all the TMOS listeners for your continued support for our show. We love you, and we look forward to a great 2021. Happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, before we meet our intern, Dahlia, we're going to do that today on the show because I really, I don't even know. Maybe I met her once, right?
Briefly,
maybe once,
in passing, right? Yes. White ships Dahlia. In the night.
Let's talk about one more television thing, and that is the premiere. Biggest TV premiere of the year, Game of Thrones, and they did it great. HBO knows how to ramp you up and show you those last couple of episodes right before the new season. And man, last year when they got that dragon out of the pond, turned it into a zombie, scared the crap out of me. You know, I don't know why something
it's
that far
terrifying.
Away. Oh, he's blowing blue fire now and it knocked down the whole damn wall. So the dead are coming. And it just the dead are coming.
The that's dead my are coming.
Up. Show title.
That's my sum up of the
the dead are coming.
This is what a great TV show does. What a great television show. And I talk about The Sopranos, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones. What they all seem to do is no waiting. They don't require. Americans are impatient people. All
yes.
right, we want our cake and we want it right away. We want to eat our dessert first. Well, they're going to make you wait on Game of Thrones. Don't get me wrong, but as far as the first episode, they dive right in. And I will not give you a spoiler alert. I will talk in super code. But there was a plot twist that Oscar knows about last night on the show that they alluded to, and then bam. Got right to it. A moment that very easily could have been
like a hot chick
delayed for the entire season.
A hot
if they
chick
wanted
that knows
to.
What she's doing. You know what I mean?
It's fantastic. And as Oscar said, you got your violence. You got horrible violence. I mean, really, at the end, at the end, that's horrible violence. And then you've got, they always seem to put that in there, too, for the real bloodthirsty minions out there. But it's just, I remember Breaking Bad. Every show almost seem like a mini movie.
Yeah.
And Game of Thrones is no exception to that, but it does continue. The you know, they leave you with a little you know, here's what's going to happen next time. I just think that show is so crafted. I like it when something that makes that much money and is that successful delivers to their fans.
They reinvest. They don't
really,
they don't
really
punt
does.
It.
You're okay with the 2 hour 2 year wait between episodes?
Well, I mean, I'm not that engaged in it where I worry about that too much. It was just I got into the hype in the last couple of weeks, and so I was watching
it. I used to think it was asinine for that wait. So I'm glad you brought it up because a lot of people were worried about it, and it got pushed back at a certain moment. But if you're going to give me quality within that 2 year span of the magnitude of this episode, and there's a there's fewer episodes this season overall, but they're, some of them are longer than just your hour show.
Okay.
So, isn't it like seven this season,
yeah,
I think?
I feel like they're doing this right, and if this is an indication of how they're going to wrap this up, and if you look at season one and this season now, as far as the CGI is concerned, it's come a long way in those few years.
Yeah.
Absolutely astonishingly good. And really, and here I am. This is me saying that. The CGI is so much fun to watch. But a little tip, a viewing tip, and this is not a spoiler alert, but here's a viewing tip for Game of Thrones. If you're going to watch it in a dark room. Okay? Because really, even the best of television.
That one scene I could see nothing in. I don't think anybody in America could.
I know the scene you're talking about. Yeah, it came towards the end. And you need to have a dark room to watch it. And I'm talking about a dark
pitch
room.
Black.
With the shades pulled down and all the lights turned off. Otherwise, it's a... I mean, they do, you know, dark rooms better than anybody, but it just...
And the characters and the evil people and the good people. And, you know, it's Peter Dinklage is, you know, Tyrion is as Tyrion-y as he can be. Just incredible. I'm raving because it's worth a rave. It's worth a rave. If you haven't been into it, watch it this season. It's
and you
worth
know,
your while.
You know, people paint with a broad brush and they say that you are anti-CGI. You've never been totally anti-CGI. You're okay
like
with
it
when
now.
It's used to advance
like
the story.
Yeah, I like it more now than I used to. I still don't like a movie that is painted on a computer.
Okay.
I like live action where it's assist, you know, where it does that.
Yeah, exactly.
But the way they use it, I mean, you know, who don't want to see a dragon? Who doesn't want to see a dragon?
Who doesn't want to see
a big, scary dragon? They touch a dragon. It's so scary. It's fantastic.
You don't want to see someone in a dragon suit?
No, you don't want to see it.
Okay, Mike.
Or a dog painted like a dragon.
With stuff glued to it.
Right.
Are you a...
like the Grinch.
Is it me or has Sansa become more attractive?
Sansa Stark has become more attractive.
Right?
And she is...
I was like, yeah.
Frankie, quiet.
Can we glue stuff to Frankie and make him Dragon Frankie?
Frankie and I are in a good space.
Scales.
Frankie and I are in a very good space.
How come?
We spent the weekend together, and you know, it's Mrs. O'Mara was out and about, and I got kind of a free pass this weekend to hang out with my buds and do that. And I'll tell the truth, she's left me. She's left me, and she's taken up with a gym owner right now.
Oh, an owner.
That's why you're saying yes. But no, she's it was great. It was fun. But Frankie is Frankie's on my lap 30, 40 times a day now, jumping up on me to get his little hug since his brother passed away.
Do you think that's the reason?
Yeah,
I do.
The singleness.
Luca. Anyway,
this is all I got.
When someone steps out of line, you get on the ride faster. That's just the way it works.
Thank you, Rob. That's enough of that. but it's just fun. Yesterday, the Magic Box was super delight. You realize how much crap is out there.
Oh,
when you watch the good stuff, you realize everything else. You know, I go back for some reason during my little YouTube searches. I got a lot of Sopranos clips on there. Mm. And you can go back and watch a 5-7 minutes clip of the Sopranos that just holds up to this day. And you
100%.
Realize what a great program that was. The villains are villainy. The heroes are hero-y. And it's just...
Ginny Sack is fat.
And Ginny, you are obsessed over the fat characters, don't you?
Oh, I mean, Chrissy how great Metz is it?
Can I ask you this? Let me ask you this. Why do you obsess over the fat women on television?
It's not just fat women.
Because you're
I
fat.
Like fat men too. Mark Addy.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Mark Addy. Yeah, you never talk about Mark Addy.
Well, I know he's not on TV anymore, but back in the day, he was one of my favorite punchlines.
We talk about
Toby.
Who's the guy?
Chris Sullivan?
Yeah, but no, you don't obsess over Toby.
No. Well,
you obsess over Chrissy Metz.
Is she upsetting you that her star is ascending?
Are you thrilled being a morbidly obese man?
Right.
Do you feel that by commenting on Chrissy Metz, it makes you... I'm just trying to get into the psychology of it, because you do obsess over... I'm morbidly obese too, but I don't talk about Chrissy Metz.
I'd love to see her succeed because it paves the way for
others. You're
lying. No, I don't. I'd love to see her famous.
No, you're lying.
Why?
You're lying.
Why?
You're lying.
I'm not.
You're lying. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You don't like to see her succeed.
No, I like to see...
You mark her almost on an every other
day
basis.
I call attention to her. As someone with a foot,
but you don't celebrate her.
I don't know. You see, let me break it down for you.
It's complicated.
I just finished
through. No one can get through this.
I just finished a television project with Judd Apatow, and there's not enough roles for us heavy people on television. And I feel with her success, it opens the door. People need to be blind. Don't
body
shame us.
I'm looking forward to the premiere of that next year.
Our project?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well.
I'm so sorry.
We told this. When I was talking with Pete, we said, we told the story. There's no need to go on.
Is that really? That's, no need for any more? It would have been nice if they let
anybody
know.
Starting a new series called Floating.
Do you think there's any, will there be any chance of that being reincarnated? I'm sure you've looked into it. Is there any, Crashing maybe coming back in, on another network?
No, I don't think it's going to come back. No, I think actually he did say that he is pleased with where it ended as far as the story arc went, so.
I'd be pleased if I had $1 zillion as well.
I was just wondering whether you had any insight or anything like that.
No, I'm off that email chain now.
Okay. So getting back to Chrissy Metz, what is it? What is it with Chrissy Metz?
Yeah, what's wrong with
it? Like the same obsession. You have obsessions, do you not?
Oh,
you have celebrity obsessions?
I do.
Who's the guy, the country guy that you do the impression of?
Oh, Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan.
We still don't know what he did wrong.
Well, we still don't know.
What is it with him?
I think he is, my personal opinion of Luke Bryan is not my opinion of Chrissy Metz. My opinion of Luke Bryan is that he has gotten a long way. He's gone a long way with a limited amount of talent fuel.
So that's pure malice.
What about his musical hits?
Well, he's had a lot of hits, but you know what? A lot of people have had a lot of hits, and I just
don't think that's not true. That's just easy to say. That is not true.
Okay. What about, say, I would say that Lawrence Welk had a lot of hits.
Who the hell is that?
Well, no.
Lawrence Welk was a non-talented musician.
That had a lot of hits.
Was she on a national television show?
He had a national television show that ran for about 30 years, but other than that, I guess I'm wrong. It was called The Lawrence Welk Show, dummy.
Who the hell knows that? I don't know that.
Oh, if you don't know it, then it doesn't exist.
Well, it doesn't seem... No. You get so mad. You start yelling.
Because you poke at me, and this is what you want, and I give you what you want. What you really, really want.
What you really, really, really want. Lawrence Welk and Luke Bryan don't have the same type of star.
No, they do, though. They have a set audience that they appeal to, and they sell a lot of records to. And Oscar, just because you have a...
Lawrence Welk impression.
Thank you. Here we go.
Right? Bam.
And Oscar, just because
my grandparents, who are long since dead, who would be over 100 years old each, maybe 120 at this point, because I'm old, used to watch Lawrence Welk, and it was a big band. Now I love big band music,
right?
But I like Buddy Rich because Buddy Rich was angry and edgy and nasty,
and used his horn section
and did fun stuff. And Lawrence Welk played safe vanilla kind of. That old people could dance to.
Just like Luke Bryan does music that all sounds alike and is easily saleable. Now, just Oscar, what I'm saying is this. Just because your limited scope of cultural knowledge doesn't include Lawrence Welk doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Also, it doesn't mean that my analogy wasn't perfect, which it was.
Lawrence Welk?
No, I liked Lawrence Welk. A lot of good dancing.
You didn't like Lawrence Welk.
I was okay with Lawrence Welk.
As a fan, you didn't like
Lawrence
Welk.
No, not as a fan. More of a curio. Because
I like Lawrence Welk like I like celebrities that are impressionable, that you cannot, and that's the wrong use of the word, easy to impersonate. And that's why I like Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk was so bad, he
was the butt of jokes.
This is true.
Buddy Rich made a joke about Lawrence Welk years ago. I leave you tonight with the words of Lawrence Welk, who was playing a medley of Duke Ellington tunes and said to the audience, and now, ladies and you're not going to get this, Oscar, but Rob will.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to do the old Duke Ellington standard, Take a Train. And the song was Take the A Train, one of the most iconic songs in the history of music. Mm-hmm. And Lawrence Welk, being the idiot he is, introduced it as Take a Train.
Yeah, he was married to a cute girl.
Reading was kind of it. It was, he wasn't trying to be funny. Oh. He just made a big mistake. And Buddy Rich mocked him. Anyway, why are we talking about Lawrence Welk? What happened to the show? We have to take a break. Jingle bells rock. Jingle bells chime in. Jingle bells time. Dancing.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
The best of O'Mara.
Put up the audio vault with the sounds in it and tell Rob Spiewak to play them on the show.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I have been watching my smartphone all day because today is the day that they can roll out the new EAS system where President Trump can send a message to every phone in America.
Oh, wow.
And so this is something that, you know, in case
isn't that Twitter?
Sort of. But in case of emergency, regardless of your social media platform, the president can notify you. So keep an eye on it because it could happen at any time. Oh, it's happening now.
Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing,
bing, bong, bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing,
bing, bing, bong, bong,
bye,
bing. That's the end of that.
So you have to be aware at any time. It could happen.
Absolutely. You never know when he's going to send the message.
You never do. Yep. It could happen.
Chew on my lozenge while I'm talking.
It could happen again today.
It could.
Who knows?
Before the show's over.
Right. In this audio vault.
Oh, wait a minute. My phone's starting to vibrate. What's happening here? I don't know what's happening here. Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
Space Force. Think of that. Space Force.
It could happen at any time. There's a player on a high school football team. His name is Adonis Watt. Great name. Mm-hmm. And he's loved by his teammates, but he's blind. And he's still a valuable part of the team. He's loved by his team. This is a very sweet story. They put him in for a few plays last weekend. He scored 2 touchdowns. One a 3-yard run, one a 1-yard run. And here's the thing that's great. They did not tell the opponent that they were playing against a blind player.
Oh, wow.
So he went in there just like any other player and put 12 on the board, and here he is and his teammates talking about him.
I mean, you just got to run through him. You know, you can't. For example, if it's a run play, I'm on the left side, quarterback is supposed to go across him and go right. You got to, like, run through it so I can know exactly, like, where I'm supposed to be.
Well, it's like any other player, really. He's a person. God gives everyone challenges in their life, and he's clearly overcome his. You know, his personality is crazy, crazy fun. Every single day on the field, it's just, you wake up, it's like, man, Adonis is going to be funny today. Like, he's stronger than most people on the field, and he's got a lot of heart.
He came up through a football family. I believe his dad was a coach. His brothers played. And so for him to get out on the field is just an amazing story.
That's
I
when
love
you
that.
Feel like a human being. That's human being.
Touching.
That's humanity at its finest.
Love
we
it.
Need more of that.
We need some more of that. Meanwhile, we're looking for pizza sauce.
Meanwhile, in Boston, your Red
they
Sox.
They weren't passing plays, though, right?
No. He ran for 3 and he ran
I'm
for 1.
I'm sorry.
Mike!
That's horrible. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's the worst.
I'm sorry.
That's really the worst. Meanwhile, in Boston, the Red Sox, your Red Sox are one.
Yeah, I had to. That's another one where I can't help it.
I know.
Can't
it's, like,
be
it's,
nice.
Like a it's like a disorder. It's
you know,
a disorder.
We share
I said
that.
How I really felt, and then I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
We
but go
share
ahead.
That. The Sox are one game away from clinching their division championship, Mike. And when they were delivering the banners and signage to Fenway,
right.
One of the, I should say, banners.
There's your banner, Starica!
Fell out of the truck and was laying in the middle of the road. Two Boston residents found it and called the Red Sox and asked that they would return it in exchange for playoff tickets.
There you go. That's the spirit of New England enterprise.
Eventually, they did return it for nothing, but here's the fans on finding the banner.
One person ran it over a little bit, like hit it a little bit.
There
and
you are.
I'm like, pull over. This is something. This what is
pull
it?
Pull over.
We thought it was jerseys or something like that. That's what it looked like. And then when we unraveled it and we seen what it was, we just knew it was something big.
We brought it behind Green Street Park. We opened it up. It was then we realized what we had.
And I'm going to give him back the banner, and that's going to be the good luck charm.
I want to give it back to the Red Sox, man. It's like, you know, to give him back that luck.
Yeah, it's going to be the banner.
Stewie,
look.
You got to return the banner. There's no way. Tell Carl to come over here, pick up the banner, take it right down to Fenway, and maybe they'll give us the playoff tickets for the Sox.
It'd be a
that's
good luck champ.
That's all we have to worry
It'd
about.
Be a good
come
luck
on
champ.
Now.
It'd be a good luck champ. But
that's
they still
right.
got to win.
Departed.
Banner.
They departed. Why'd they hire Jack Nicholas? He can't do that. What, Nicholson? Oh, lick it. All right. No
all right.
problem at all.
And let us close with this big news in the world of condiments. Mike, I know we all like to. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Another one?
You're right. Fired.
That's quick. It is. That was a quickie.
Well, maybe you'll right call there. Back. Oh, he does. Okay.
Oh, another one? Good.
You're fired.
There we go. I just,
oh, wow.
He meant
thank
that when he said it
good
twice.
Measure.
Everybody in the country gets that.
Everybody, it's very important. Space Force. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, big condiment news.
Heinz has announced it will begin selling a mayo chup, which is a bottle of ketchup mixed with mayonnaise.
Incidentally, mayo chup is also the sound you'll make after eating it.
That is your magic audio vault.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10.
The best of O'Mara.
Hi there! Only two more shopping days till Christmas. If you haven't finished your shopping, then listen to this.
Let me ask Oscar Santana. Oscar?
Chess?
Are you getting any sleep? I know you've been... I can't tell you what Oscar's working on, but Oscar's been working extremely hard.
Nose to the grindstone.
I don't pull back the curtain on certain things, and I won't do that today. Let me just say that Oscar has been with the Keebler Elves, and he's working very, very hard.
Yeah, I have
hard.
To say, tip of the hat to TM Soft, and that would be Miss Katie Cole Girl and Todd Moore.
My best
CEO.
Friend.
CEO. They will be at Jimmy's this Sunday.
Yes.
As we're working hard with Free App Company to really bring what the experience that you deserve to your mobile platform in 2014. For you the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show and O'Mara Cast and Tech 4-in-1 and everybody else involved.
Listeners talked, we listened, and they're working very, very hard on that, and kudos to you.
Slept at Todd's last night.
And a lot of eggheads on this. A lot of smart people that know how to do this kind of stuff.
You sounded just like Bob Chandler from the old WGAY. We asked you what you wanted.
We asked you what you wanted. And we know that we know you'd ask for the kind of music that everybody can agree on, even the boss. Jesus.
I remember hearing that.
The station. You know, really, if you wanted to look at what's happened to radio in the world.
Yes.
And you wanted to see the TV version of it. You want to know the personality, and there are probably 9 of these personalities in every market. Look at a guy named Carson Daly.
Yep. Exactly.
There are 9 Carson Dailies in every market now, and that's what it is. Nothing's going to come out of his mouth that's really going to offend anybody. Nothing's going to come out of his mouth that's really going to make you double over laughing, and nothing's going to come out of his mouth that's really all that valuable.
The
on
thing,
any level.
But he's needed at the Today Show because apparently he's the only one that can run the 10-foot iPad in the orange room because they put Jenna Bush Hager in there, you would have thought they asked her to land a jet. She was a disaster. And then you see some poor production assistant going, "You're hitting it too hard."
Well, he's on the Today Show.
Yes, every morning he's in the orange room.
And he hosts some different stuff, right? Had a morning show.
Yeah,
he's never been
the Today Show.
Right. He's never gotten canned over there. He's had a lifetime contract with NBC. They've moved him around. He's done whatever they've asked.
Late night show.
And you know, I had a very scary thought as I was watching him today. I said, "Is there a chance that they are could there be the possibility that they're going so soft news pop culture that they might groom him for Matt's job?"
I
know who Matt's going to be replaced.
I grew up with him. Like, I grew up with him going home and watching TRL.
Right.
And
I forgot he did that.
The way that...
Yeah, another vanilla white bread, nothing going on. I mean, but great if you liked music, right?
Yeah,
because he had everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. He got everybody.
And everybody wanted to be on that show.
And he didn't have to do anything.
No.
It was showed great. Up.
But they'll replace Matt with Willie Geist. Because he actually has some reporting chops.
Yeah, this is true.
He started as a baby DJ when he was 16. So he was a radio guy before he got into TV.
Radio guy, but
K-Rock in LA.
He fits the bill of the non-offensive radio guy, and it's just my heroes in radio. It's just it bums me out because it's just there was that wonderful period with where we had Steve Dahl.
Well, you've got Regis,
and we had Howard Stern, and we had people, and you had people with edges. And just slowly but surely it went back. I never dreamed it would have gone back.
Well, that's
the other
why
way.
This type of radio that we do here, this podcast, that's on the radio.
We can talk about anything.
Yeah, and the people that listen. That's why you say at the beginning of your show, the people that get it. That's
do you
the
know
people
what
that understand
hour?
That that's right. not that that's not that's not available anymore for you over the air
because there is a mindset in that the vanilla kind of radio that you will hear there's always that filter. There's always that editor in your brain. Now, look, we all have it. Anybody that's ever been on the radio, you've had it. You have to have it. And we still do what I would venture to say is somewhat of a broadcast-friendly
Absolutely
show.
Broadcast-friendly.
We respect the fact that we have our little affiliate in Iowa, and we like to keep the show radio formatted. So it's still back there. But with that said, we like to go, bulls balls.
Yeah, we do.
You'd never hear those guys go.
That would have been dumb.
That would be that would you yeah. wouldn't they wouldn't respect your intelligence yeah. enough to think that you could handle that.
And you can be sort of not on the edge, but at least unpredictable
right.
without offending anyone. And I think the last great person to do it was Willard. Because Willard could be crazy, and Willard, you wouldn't know it was on his mind, but he would never offend an old lady.
When you mentioned Willard, I will tell you, when I look back at him, and we were blessed, Don and I were blessed to have Willard on the show way, way, way back. The thing about him, it's not that he ever said anything edgy. It's that he was, I don't want to use the word dangerous for Willard, but Willard had a quality about him
unpredictable.
Where you just never knew what was going to come out of his
because
mouth.
Because a little
Have
like
they
Jonathan.
Finally farmed him out. Is he all done?
I think what he's doing now, and the best I can tell is they
alive?
Like they ship him to like, someplace in Florida. I won't mention Fort Myer, but it's someplace
it's
like
Sanibel.
That.
It's very close by.
And they have him
I think
shoot.
He lives down there.
I think he shoots all the birthdays for the month in one day.
It's where all personalities go to die.
That's right.
Wow.
It's the trip that kills him.
It's where they all go. Boom.
But yeah, I think he does. He records all the birthdays in advance now. Mm-hmm. Poor Willard.
So I want to ask Mr. Spiewak. I want to change gears here.
Please
and switch subjects here. And we are joined by Jimmy Cerrito because Jimmy is going to be our
Hello.
Gracious host this coming
Can't
Sunday
wait.
At Jimmy's Old Town Tavern where we have our official party every year, our Super Bowl party. And I am here to tell you.
The fifth annual.
I want to keep doing that party every
good.
Single year.
Good.
It's a good excuse to come back and see everybody
good.
Up here. And Lord knows I'm going
to
need those.
Were you guys invited to the Super Bowl next year? Did I hear something like that?
Were we invited to the Super Bowl?
Yes, but only if we can play.
Where did that come from? I don't know.
I heard something.
I don't know.
Something
for
on
sure.
a show a couple weeks
we
ago.
We might have
Vegas.
Had kind of a passing, say, if you want to come out for it.
Like, I got nervous.
But not 100%. But we would never leave Jimmy's to go to the Super Bowl.
I don't want it, Mike. I don't want
to
do
I'd love to do events, and I've said that. That's what we're going to do in 2014. But the Super Bowl.
I don't want to do it again.
Okay, good.
I don't need. You know what? That's
all right.
I'll honor that, Rob.
Super
Thank
Bowl
you.
At Jimmy's.
We've done it a lot of times.
That's Drek. You get lost in the shuffle. I want to go someplace where. I know it was massive, but the Consumer Electronics Show, where it was kind of special, and not a lot of people that do what we do were there, and that's what I want to do. So getting back to you, Rob Spiewak.
Yes, Mike O'Mara.
Your Facebook language.
How do you mean?
This is the time of year where, let me explain how it works.
Okay.
I am in a transition period in my life where I am leaving my home of
the
a decade.
Of a man's life.
I am leaving my home of a decade, getting ready for this big move. There are a lot of moving parts between the show and getting the... Okay, we get that you're crying, Jimmy. Between the show and... turn his microphone down.
Not off, just down.
There we go. Between the show and the move and everything, it's busy, busy, busy. Oscar is working very hard to kind of get the technical things done for this app that we're getting ready to launch, and so we're working very hard on that. Rob Spiewak is doing what he does, but this is the time of year, Rob, that I've noticed that you begin to retreat into your social networking habits again.
Because
you
it's seem cold to go, outside.
Yeah, well, because it's just, and the holidays are over.
True enough.
Your distractions are over. It's not springtime when your favorite amusement park opens up.
That's all right. The planning for Kiet 2014 has been taken care of.
It's all done.
Yeah.
The tuxedos have been ordered.
Yeah.
I want to go this year.
Cat 2014, incidentally, is going to be bigger than ever.
And you know what's great about it this year, Jimmy? Cat 2014 bi-coastal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar,
gonna be
nothing
huge.
Wrong with that.
Did you sign on to do some hosting for Cat?
Oh, no. They haven't given me back my contract yet.
Really?
So I don't know.
And I should clarify.
Oversight on your... How are the negotiations with Ricky Gervais going?
Very good. Very good. I should clarify. Bi-coastal, both coasts of Florida. That's how we're doing it.
All I know is when Ricky Gervais lost the Golden Globes gig and Rob came running in here and go, he's available. We can get him.
Kiet.
He's available.
Get him for Kiet.
So you retreat back into your Facebooking.
Yes, and I do love it.
You're passionate Facebooking.
I do
love
it.
You now have gone into a thing where there. I can't give you specifics. Maybe you can.
Like my references to Wade?
You're confusing inside Tab Patterson, Patrick House jokes that I don't know what the F you're talking about.
So you read them and you're like, what?
Well, you should play. You should play more, if you were to play with more enthusiasm, mm-hmm. you would understand
well,
the game.
Let me give you Oscar, for example.
Yes.
Does not use Facebook enough. Does not use Twitter enough.
No.
Does not socially network enough.
No.
And that outside of talking to him every day,
yes.
that's the only way I get like insight. I it's like a little secret into his soul.
The best of O'Mara.
Where were we? You were talking about your Facebook language.
And I have, like, for example, when I write up something and I write, say, YWAHG, does that make any sense to you?
I would never understand that.
No. It just pisses me off.
It means yuck with a hand gesture. Mm-hmm. If it's something I truly... And,
okay, who knows that?
Well, people, actually,
it.
We sort of...
Who knows that besides your, you know...
Daughter.
Patterson.
It's always Patterson.
It's only because Tab's the one that, like, gets in it. Oh, look, I put a picture of a stylus up.
My dad actually did that.
Oh, he did, all right. Yes. Well, HBS, you too.
Well, he's in on it. Because
I have tremendous esteem for your father.
He's excited that you want to sit next to him at Jimmy's.
Oh, and incidentally, the HBS pinup of the day, once again... Bob Spiewak is on a total roll.
Yeah.
Let me give him. I didn't get a chance to do it yet today. Let me give him the like.
There we go. We get his timeline.
Before we get to that, yuck with a hand gesture, for months we used to type it out, and that's a tribute to my nephew Dylan, because when he was a baby, if he saw something he didn't like, he'd go yuck, and he'd move his hand. It's yuck with a hand gesture for something you really don't like. But we got tired of typing out yuck with a hand gesture, so not like unlike LOL, we just started doing YWAHG.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Here's Johnny Midnight, your friend.
Right.
Your other one that's guilty of this. This is similar to Brick. The key is to run like mischief.
What does that mean?
And then it's a link.
Yeah.
And incidentally, links.
You're too busy.
2014.
Yeah.
All right. Look, people. I'm done with your links. I don't need your links. Don't send me any more links. I can't do it. I hate to say, look, I'm not scary busy. I'm really not. But I am scary busy when I'm going through my Facebook messages, my other emails, to open every single six-hour video that you want me to see. It's driving me out of my mind.
This is where you and I differ.
Yeah,
because I love
content.
When you hit a link, Oscar, are you with me that it's like a treasure
hunt? Yeah,
welcome to my world,
Jimmy. Virus.
Once again, Mike's the bad guy.
No.
Well, you're busy.
You're very busy. And it's
really
just how
not.
We're different. Don't you think that
lazy.
Something on the other side of that link, there might be the greatest thing ever?
Yeah, something maybe I could use in my audio vault.
Okay,
exactly.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Oscar's audio vault. my favorite part of Big O and Dukes.
Well, I get like...
Hey, we're debuting it tomorrow.
This is what I get from
a lot of links on Rob's
page. Here's some news you may not need. Not opening that.
Oh, I know. Okay, now granted,
here's some news you may not need.
You don't want to fall into the trap where, and this is where you have in the past, and you know, to be fair to Mike, he has been burned in the past by links.
Yes.
Because there are some links that make you authenticate through Facebook, and next thing you know, you have 20 million things connected to your Facebook page.
You have to recognize this.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that.
Right. I still...
you want a nice, clean link that gives you a nice YouTube video.
Yeah.
You want something like that.
And 90% of the time when I'm opening these
links... That's not the case.
I'm exaggerating. It's not 90% of the time, but a lot of times when I open these links... It doesn't open.
Right.
Something's wrong
Freezes.
With it.
Then you
and
have to move
it
on.
Sucks.
Because you just have to keep your eye on the prize. Sometimes
send me a picture
a
like this one. Now, here's something that was on your page, but this was great. Thought you would find this of interest with Mike O'Mara, so he includes me.
How nice. And I think it's nice that you and I are holding hands.
From the Facebook page, being an a-hole comes natural. And now I open this up. The world record for alcohol consumption is by Andre the Giant.
Look at
really?
Him.
And that will stand at least until Sunday.
That's a fun fact.
This is fantastic. But I don't have to
That's
open
good.
A link. It's just there. The picture's there. Are you ready?
Yes.
Andre the Giant, who drank 156 beers in one sitting.
What?
Over 73 liters. 16 gallons of beer.
Sounds you just like wiggle your finger.
Awesome
you
customer.
Wiggle your finger. Yeah. Jimmy, that'd be a good day for
he
you.
He just did the math.
Wow.
Second place, Barb Moody.
So I'm going through. I'm going through
that
right now.
At a Barb.
Also, Mike, you have to, and I think people are most guilty of sending linkage in your messages. Not so much on the page, but when you go through your private messages,
right.
You have to be aware of recognizing links and knowing what to blow off.
HBS's pinup of the day yesterday was... Mm.
Yeah,
probably one of the finest I've ever seen.
Now, do you hate that under every pinup I write, she seems nice?
I don't read your comments. I don't read the comments. I just like it. Okay. I don't read anybody's comments.
He doesn't have time for that.
He's just busy opening links.
Jeez. Right. I know.
Should know that.
But also, and I feel your frustration. Jesus.
You know, whenever I try to bring something up on your page, give yourself 45 minutes.
I actually looked at Rob's page for the first time in some time, and I said, oh my goodness, the content.
It's just ridiculous.
It's almost like you're spamming your friends.
I know.
It is.
I realize I'm killing you both.
It is.
I will say
Do you know how much time he uses on this?
I told you early in our friendship, and I would say we're acquaintances.
Mostly we're acquaintances,
Early in our time of getting to know each other and working together, there were days where I said, I just got to block this guy. Like, he's killing me. He's killing my feed. It's all Spiewak.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It was Robert W. Spiewak that put this up and said, hi, Tab.
See, there you go.
And it was the stylist.
Yeah.
So it was your
father
that
got involved. That was from CBS Sunday Morning. Great story about phonographs.
Right. But I'm just looking here.
See, now you're enjoying his content. You're giving him what he wants.
No, you know what? He's not. He never has.
He is. He's actually reading it.
What I'm trying to do is find the obscure stuff that I don't understand, you know?
Yeah, look, with a hand gesture, I think you're
like Johnny Midnight writes to Rob, it's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake.
Yeah, that's from Lazytown, where they took actually a song from Lazytown called It's a Piece of Cake to Make a Pretty Cake.
I don't want to hear you explain
it. And then they
you explaining it makes
me more frustrated. We are now in the Spiewak vortex.
I know, we truly are. This,
that's why the temperature is 8 degrees
the land
outside.
Of inside, you know, where it's just like, it's almost like the Albert Brooks laugh that you hear when he goes,
whatever mass appeal is, this is not mass appeal.
This is micro appeal.
Yes, it is.
We're micro appeal.
We're narrow casting, but you are a guy. You're a guy that makes people laugh for a living.
I'm a guy that wants a girl. What?
You make people laugh for a living, right?
Uh-huh.
And so you understand.
Try to.
I know this segment hasn't been really at the top of the hit parade, but
well, you're not giving me any examples, and I knew you wouldn't.
No, I
because
haven't.
I knew you
yuck with
pull.
A hand gesture.
Okay, what about when I say TOC?
Yeah, okay.
T-O-C.
Okay, what is that?
Talk.
That's when I make some sort of odd sort of reference to a record, and then that applies to a statement, like an old song. And then I put TOC, it stands for True Oldies Channel, the failed example of Scott Shannon.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's tough.
What okay. about?
Okay, that.
See, now but you're being
I used
helpful.
To, I used to
that's,
type.
That's like falling on the grenade. That's good, because I know that's hard.
I used to type out True Oldies Channel, but there's just no time. There's just no time.
There's time for you.
What about if you.
How many hours a day do you spend on Facebook?
It's open TLC. All the time. It's open all the time.
Rob, what did you do before Facebook?
Seriously, what did you do with your time before Facebook?
I made my marriage better. I've given up on that. Facebook is so much more forgiving.
She's so lonely.
What about if sometimes I do purposely post stuff that no one will understand. Like, say, an out-of-context line from a motion picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my father wrote on my wall, but it's an example. It's the one that pops to mind. He wrote, it's a big W, I tell you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you see.
That's the type of stuff I'm talking
but
about.
But what's so
Stop
great
it.
About that.
Stop doing
no,
that.
No, do that, and I'll tell you why. And it
it's
goes
terrible.
Back. People that feel like they're in on a joke that no one else is, those are the people that
laugh the
hardest.
Yeah, but you've got the same five people LOLing to themselves.
Bingo!
Not always.
Bingo. Well, of your circle of people that would get that, how many people do you
I
total?
Got it.
What would be the total number?
Well, Jimmy got
I got
it.
That one.
That was a pretty
from the
easy
movie.
One. Yeah, from Mad World.
You know, just nurse the hangover
My aunt's
a little
in that
bit,
movie.
Okay? All right.
Your aunt's in the movie?
Take care. Get hydrate a little bit. All right, thank you. What?
How about this one? How about when someone writes, up now, coffee soon?
Oh, I thought that was your thing.
No, that's something I stole from a listener, Zach, because he used to write.
Because,
my God.
Because it's so it's so scary funny. Up now, coffee soon. That is so funny.
I'm gonna borrow that from Zach.
Don't you like that one, everybody? Yeah. Up now, coffee soon.
But what we've done,
Jesus Christ!
But what we've done,
I don't like that.
That's what I think. All that crap.
What we've done is we've changed it.
Ooh.
So now you say instead of like up now, coffee soon, you say like dinner now, crown soon, or crown now, passed out soon, and it becomes
Who
sort of like a meme.
Why not YAPL? Wow.
What's that?
How about YAPL?
YAPL, what's that?
You're all pathetic losers.
That's right.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's their game, and if they want to play their game,
I know.
You should
That's
let
right.
them play
I
their
totally,
game.
Well, yeah. First of all, he's not going to stop playing the game because I'm talking about it.
If he wants to be Dungeon Master, that's fine.
And you know what? You're very right. That's what I feel like. I'm the Dungeon Master. I'm not rolling a 20-sided die.
Good morning, y'all.
It's time for me to go to my computer. Yeah. Up now, coffee soon. Let's find that obscure Ida Lupino music record thing and put a verse for it on the Facebook.
But first, I'm going to go and take a picture of myself holding an album in a mirror.
I really want to. I want to stop. I want to stop talking about this, but I can't.
Why not?
Because it's too much fun.
At what time of the day do you think he puts on his invisible cloak?
You can't tell, because actually, due to a scheduling mix-up, the cloak itself is invisible.
No.
Yes, it doesn't make me invisible. I know. I should have read.
How do you dry clean that?
My favorite one, Rob, was when you wrote, "I hate that bird at Home Depot."
Okay, I got one for you.
Oh, like it's flying around in the Home Depot? I do hate that bird.
Tab wrote this to you. Fat voice. What a concept. What does that mean?
That's nice. That's a link to a video of someone who has a very fat-sounding voice, and he's saying that we've been doing that for years. So he's actually giving you credit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. See, look at you. You know what you are? Oh, ungrateful. Like, and ingrate you are.
He's having fun now.
That's right.
Now you're part of the game.
Can I connect?
Facebook now, ingrate later.
Can I connect?
I think so.
Do we have the thing?
You want a dry board? What do you want?
I want to connect into the board. That's what I'm trying to do, for Christ's sake.
You want your computer to go into the board.
Very good.
That's what you're looking for.
Because I'm going to play Fat Voice.
But I'm going to need it back.
All right.
No, he's going to need that back.
I'm going to need that back.
All right, here we go.
Audio now.
Audio vault later.
This is Fat Voice.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
What's going on? Why are you talking like that?
Yeah, I have let myself go a bit, and, my voice has got fat.
How can
it's
you
a video
a
with a bunch of ladies talking in a bar.
Well, some people put on weight in strange places.
Okay, all right, all right.
That's fat voice.
Right, that's not bad.
Is that like
you know
that?
What?
Not bad.
Here I am, but see, I would never have opened that link. I would have looked at that. I would have shaken my head ruefully, and I would have had Rob move on.
You've
and I would have
been newborn. You're in the middle of a move.
Yes,
you've got
this
a lot
is true.
Going
and you know
on.
What? To be fair, I hate to say this. You're not falling apart. You've never looked better.
Thank you very much.
Is that opening links is part of my job description?
It is.
Because I need to stay on top of that stuff, and that's the reason why we often have stuff in the audio vault 12 hours before mainstream gets it.
So
you know what? The people, everyone out there, I would love
a group effort.
When people send me stuff and I see the same video clip 1,000 times.
Your Facebook page is seriously like going into a fantasy land. It is like it's like going on a very joyful acid trip. I'm going through this and I'm starting to laugh just at all the things people send you.
Mike, it takes a village.
My Facebook page is like the store in the movie Gremlins where he buys the gremlin.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what my Facebook page
a mystery is. Mystery
store. You have no idea what you're going to find. And I will get a certain clip. Like that fat voice, I bet I get that clip 10 more times. But
what's the great cat? What's the great? You just have a picture of great cat. Is it just a picture?
Someone was asking me to vote for a cat to be best cat in Houston.
Did you vote?
I did.
You did, of course.
You know what?
Great cat. Get the register first.
And my comment was great cat, because apparently it's the best cat in Houston. But if I get something 10 or 20 or 30 times, I love it, because that means
I saw that.
All the listeners out there are
I think Oscar going, I've seen it already. Yeah, Mike, don't show it to me while you're grinning.
Well, because it's in my feed.
And it's just a simple
It's all
cat.
Spelak on my feed.
Oh,
but
my
the 30,000 people that are out there listening to this show every day, they want to make sure we know what's going on as far as goofy tape.
So he's got a point there.
I love that they link me into that stuff and allows me to share it using this show as a platform. So never think twice about sending me something.
Don't let one man ruin it for everybody.
Okay,
else.
Everybody send the fat
Well, you know,
voice.
If Rob is the Nerdmeister.
Yes.
The grand dragon of the nerds is Johnny Midnight. Seriously?
Yeah, he has his
Johnny
followers
writes
too.
Here on Friday at 11:01 p.m. Glug, glug, glug. Okay, Johnny writes.
That's right, single malt.
I'd like to play a game where the odds are heavily stacked with the person holding a rectangular object made from masonry. Can you help?
Well, this
do you have any idea what they're talking about?
No,
I don't know.
No idea.
This is a
I'm
callback.
Out of the loop.
This is a callback to
something about a coffin.
Calendar year 1990, when we used to have this a-hole in our dorm, and his name was David Bachman, and I had a brick as a doorstop that would keep my door open. And one time Brad said to David, he said, we're gonna play a game, it's called Brick. And he says, how does it work? He says, you come here and I hit you with the goddamn brick. And so that's That's a reference to that, is that he's talking about playing brick.
If we didn't work together, I would hate you.
But also, no, I this is would. Over 20 years ago, and it exists.
Oh, I'm jealous.
We could not be friends. Right. Or associates.
You don't want to play brick?
No. And I don't want to hear about that guy.
How do you win?
He was really short. Really, celebrity he most resembled, Barney Rubble.
Well, it's funny, I guess. I don't know.
Keep sending them.
I never expected that segment to bring me that much joy.
Keep
but
those
I suppose
cards and
did.
Letters coming.
Please send that stuff to Rob. And you know what? That's really, I'm not trying to be obnoxious here, but you know, I get a lot of personal messages. And you know what? Really, you look at my Facebook page and my Facebook timeline, it's really kind of depressing.
No, it's not.
It's more depressing than yours. Yours is just this land of the
joy
carnival
and
mine is, circus and carnival barkers.
See, mine is Fantasyland. Yours is Epcot Center.
Yeah.
It's very quiet and very
clean. And
this
is the wheel?
But I'll never be able to. I will never put as much energy into it than you know. And it's the reason you put this much into it is because it's absolutely non-productive. It does nothing for you.
Actually,
you
see, it does. You missed his point.
I know because he does the audio vault and he gets stuff for the show.
Let me tell you this, Mike. And I've never.
I'll go with that.
I've never been this serious with anything or sincere that I've told you. What you put into Facebook, Facebook gives you back tenfold.
The best of O'Mara.
Rob Spiewak, summertime. A lot been going on. How's your son's foot?
We're hoping to get him back to work soon, but he's been around the house an awful lot. Yes.
How long has he been
on disability?
It's been just over a week. Because remember, you can't
it's
work
been over a week.
You can't work in food service with exposed toes.
Wow.
So
he's still in a boot?
Yeah, he's got the boot and he's got the cast in green. And we got him the...
cast? Did he break it?
It turns out that whether it's a bruised bone or a broken bone, it's the same treatment. It's a cast. So he's going in for a checkup in a day or two to see how the healing has gone, another x-ray, and then maybe it comes off. If it doesn't...
Hold on. Last we checked, they didn't do an x-ray.
Right.
And so
swelling didn't go down.
They wanted
to
wait
and see. Give us an update from the time you said that they sent him home,
right?
And to see how it did, and then after like the weekend, you were going to find out. So go rewind and go back to that.
They said it's either a break, a fracture, or it's a bruised bone. And they said either way, it's the same treatment. It's a cast. But if it's a bruised bone, the cast is on for less time. So he's going in a day or so to see if the cast will come off. His main panic thing was. It sucks to have a cast in the summer because I can't go to the pool. I said, obviously, you can't shower either, so I smell. So we go on to Amazon, and we get this thing. It's like a big blue balloon with a very tight lip to it that he can pull over his cast, and then it seals hermetically around his leg. Mm. And then there's
he can shower.
Yeah, and there's a pump deal that sucks the air out. And he can go to the pool as well.
These kids are so soft. What about a black bag and a string?
Or just leave your leg outside of the shower.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you can just duct tape and garbage bag around your foot. Yeah. It's your foot. Somebody that's had to dance around... injury and surgery and all that. It's tough to take a shot, but the foot is the best place. Yeah.
We stopped that when he turned 15.
That is so evil.
He's moping around the house and keeping, vampire hours because he has now. He loves his job as a sandwich jockey. He really does.
He was there for a week.
But he was there for two and a half weeks, I think. The thing is, he doesn't mind, sleeping till he wakes up. And then staying awake and then going to bed when he's tired. So I don't see him. And so that sucks.
Let me ask you this, because you'll give me an honest answer to this. Do you in any way think that he's kind of enjoying this?
100%.
Oh, God. All right. Would he be enjoying it? Do you ever catch him like doing a walk from the living room to the kitchen maybe where... Well, that certainly isn't the limp he had when I brought up Wegmans.
I see. You know what happens is what the
good question.
I will say this, Mike. The gait is inconsistent. Also,
all right, you've confirmed what we both know.
And his
true.
Mood is also quite flexible. Robert, could you take out the trash? I don't know. My foot really hurts. And then 20 minutes later, can I drive to 7-Eleven for a Slurpee and snacks? No, it's 11 p.m. Go elevate your flipping foot. Dad, it's my left foot. So I can drive. I said, yeah, you can drive. You can take out the trash. To your room. I'll see you in 38 hours.
So you're living with that right now.
So that's what's going on at the house.
The little man at home. All right.
Now, another thing that makes this summer suck is that Julia is world's busiest girl. She is right now. I can't really be bitter because I'm very proud of her. She is a counselor at Brass Camp. We've talked about this in the past. Brass stands for Brothers and Sisters of Survivors. And when Robert was going through that all the way through her childhood, she started before
she
was old enough to really legally get in by their bylaws. They bent the rules because she was mature. She would go, and because Robert was in treatment, she would benefit from, you know, it's a week away camp at Camp Maria in, I think, Leonardtown, Maryland. It's right on the Chesapeake. But when she turned 15 or so.
What's it called? It's Brass Brothers and
Sisters of Survivors.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
So the whole point behind it is that when a child is in cancer treatment, if there are siblings, they are oftentimes overlooked because of the attention it requires. So this is a week all about making siblings feel special. When she's 15, she started as a counselor in training. Right. This year, she is a full-blown counselor, and it is her job for the week she is gone to see these little kids, some of them as little as 5 and 6 years old, to make sure they have the week of their lives. And it is so rewarding for me to see her do it.
You should be very proud of that. That's awesome.
But I don't like having her away because she goes to Richmond to move out of my home. She's been a big part of my life for most of her life.
I understand.
She goes to college, I think, August 16th because she has a week of orientation.
Yeah, you gotta get there.
What they call Ram Camp, where she learns what goes on in college.
Because the VCU mascot is the Ram.
That's right. Yeah. Chad Ram.
Right.
His picture is on all the merchandise.
A program for freshmen, Ram Camp, is not the name you want to use. Probably like Steps, something that says this is how you
know. All I know is when I Googled.
You are spending too much time with your laptop.
When I Googled Ram Camp, I only by luck did I get the right website.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. Ram Camp. I'm kidding. Yeah.
It's like Pound Town.
Stop it.
She's going to Pound Town before she starts her semester.
That's right. Is it weird that all the stuff that takes place on a bus? Maybe I was on the wrong website.
It's the VCU Rams, everyone. But, that's why we're saying.
And I have this actually slated as a topic for the bonus show today. I don't remember any sort of orientation week. I think I was just sort of dropped in the deep end and left to fend for myself.
Oh, I had orientation.
Did you?
I hate to be sad again. That's just happened to come up. Orientation, my mom took me. It was the first week, but that was when we did our orientation.
Right.
And the orientation, my mom was all concerned because she was taking me up alone because my dad was in the hospital. And she said, oh dear, I'm going to look like one of the single parents. And I'm like, Mom, chill out.
That was her worry? Okay. Not that you're going to college? That she would look like a single parent?
Absolutely. She didn't let you know.
Michael, can you tell them I'm Catholic and married, please? Please.
That's how long ago. That's how long it took. Yeah. My father was sick for a long time. That was 1977, 78. I remember her going up and doing that and then seeing her. And it was, back in the day, there were a lot more nuclear families.
Sure.
And there were a lot more people that were together. And you saw moms and dads. And I remember also hitting it off right away with my roommate, Ed Donnan, and his parents. He was from Gwynedd, Pennsylvania. He's one of the few roommates I remember, him along with Ingvar Skospo, who was a Danish foreign exchange student. I had a bunch of different
roommates. The Donnan, are you still in touch with him?
No. We drifted apart. We drifted apart. No, I don't know. I don't know. But he had a very active girlfriend. I heard Ingvar killed him. He had a very active girlfriend.
Athletic?
In certain ways, I'm sure. I was a very understanding roommate.
Yes.
To a fault.
Oh, elsewhere. Yeah.
Oh, Mike, if you were on his side of the coin, you would have been hopeful that your roommate would have been understanding as well.
I hadn't bloomed yet, Oscar. I hadn't bloomed at that particular time.
Did you have bunks?
Certainly understood it. We had bunk beds.
Was he a top bunker? Top bunker or bunk
Well,
guy?
That was a source of consternation because at one particular point, they used both. And I wasn't real happy with
that. Oh, wow.
I had a bunk bed, Mike.
I can go into the gory details, and I mean gory details, but I'm not going to do that. But it was that was the end.
Just go with the flow.
That was the end of our chumminess.
The word chum is perhaps badly chosen.
Thank you very much. You maybe get it if you're listening carefully.
Yeah. I was shocked, and you don't appreciate this as a young man, but the dorm furniture that they put into, I guess, even 10 years, 20 years ago into dorms is sturdy. Mine weren't metal. I thought they almost looked like IKEA brand, but they were definitely wood in New England because my roommate Libby was the top bunk. I was in the bottom bunk. And
did you say Libby?
Libby was his first name. Yes.
Oh, did,
oh yes. His first name. I thought you met a room with Libby Hugel.
No. He.
I'm majoring in sales.
He had a very tall girlfriend who was very attractive. So
hi.
And look, these are the. I'm sure this happens for women as well. If you have someone who's dating someone that's attractive, they're less annoying around you. They're just
because you like looking
sex.
At her.
Yeah, it's one in the window.
You like looking at her, and you fantasize that she will be her, that she will be yours when he goes down to get like a cup of coffee or something.
This guy
like
was
that,
ripped. Yeah. There was no fantasy. I was still like a string bean. So I was like, okay, right, I could see them together, right?
Oh, changes.
So they would have sex on top of my bunk on a regular basis.
While you were in your bunk?
I'd wake up. We were all hammered. It was the weekend. No big deal. Whatever, right? She would always hit her head on the ceiling because it was a low ceiling. She was tall. And it'd be so funny because I'd wake up. That's what would wake me up. Not because the bunk bed was sturdy enough that I was like, just go to bed, whatever. And I was hammered. But I'd always wake up to be like, ow, ow. And I was like, all right, enough. And I'd like knock on the top bunk just to tell him, I'm trying to sleep here.
Yeah,
like,
chill out,
quiet
kids.
Sex, please, quiet.
Wow.
They're always respectful that way. But I always thought the head hitting the ceiling that I wasn't having sex with was a funny way to wake up. I was like, you guys
are
animals.
He might win on the college tour.
You guys are
he does. I had a very passionate roommate my freshman year, but passionate with himself. And
God, I remember that too. Oh, God.
And here's the thing. If you're a top bunk guy, a slight variance on the bottom bunk is amplified when you're on the top. Because, you know, if it moves a little bit, it's like when you see a swaying building.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The furniture I had, it didn't move that much. I was like, this is fantastic.
And,
you know,
and at a certain point, your mind understands that he's not scratching his foot.
No,
okay, you understand.
What is that, poison sumac?
Yeah, so back to you. Back to you.
Okay, so Julia has already spent, she had an 8-day trip away with the Chubbicks. They have a cabin in North Carolina, so she had a vacation away.
And that's the Chubbicks Stabbing Cabin.
The Stabbing Cabin, exactly, and that has got its own website. So check that out. Lots of photos. And you can upgrade for video.
Is she actively getting away from your family?
No, I think she's just trying to get the most out of her summer. And when she's home, she's balancing two jobs.
What about her boyfriend?
Caleb is around occasionally, but I'm not seeing a lot of Caleb either. So it is, I'm coming to grips with the fact that her departure is much sooner than it is later, and she's not around. So that's very sad to me.
I feel like Julia would be the person that would graduate from college for all the right reasons.
I'm going to predict I don't like this sentence,
and then
but go ahead.
She would say, all right, I have a choice between getting a graphic arts job in, let's say, Fairfax, Virginia, close to home, or a less paying job but more prestigious in Los Angeles, a lot more competitive.
In Palo Alto.
Yeah, and she would go, boom! Palo Alto. Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't even have to be prestige. She just wants out.
She wouldn't even come
back. She wants out?
I think she does want out, yeah.
She wants out?
And it's not that she, I don't think she dislikes Carrie or me. I think it's that she that's what you were, the implication was strangely there. I think that she just wants to go out and explore. So that's sad. As you know, I buried two uncles this summer. That sucks.
Oh. Yeah, your summer sucked.
Yeah. But wait, I saved the worst for last.
Oh, no.
Really?
My 73
inch. Hold on a second.
Woo! My 73 inch Mitsubishi television. She is no more.
Oh, no.
How long have you had it?
And I was doing the math. I've had it for about 10 years, but its last year was very bad.
Really?
I replaced the bulb in it.
Yeah, you saved a whole new television.
Saved new television.
Changing out the bulb.
It's a $40
repair. I remember when you did that.
And I was so happy with that. But you see, the bulb is still dynamite. The problem is, after some Googling, is what I believe is called the information processor.
Mm-hmm.
And what started to happen is little white dots were just showing up in random spots on the screen. The kind that you say, oh, I'll just recycle it. And I'd turn it off and unplug it and wait. And I'd say, when I turn this on,
reset it.
Recycle the power. Just like
recycle.
Let it go.
Well, it's cycle the power.
And so
recycle.
It's not recycle. It's you recycle trash.
Well, I'm about to recycle the television. So I figured when I unplug this thing and wait 10 minutes and plug it back in, the three white dots will be gone.
Yes.
So I plug it back in and power it back on. And guess what? There aren't three dots anymore. Now there's five.
Ooh.
And the next morning there's six. And then there's seven. Mm. And now it doesn't even power up. And it is, see, this TV is so key to the design of my life. When I moved into this home, I was installing my surround sound speakers before we unpacked the perishables for the kitchen. Ooh. This room is designed around this television. And now...
But the good news is, Rob, that A... You men love to look for television.
And I have been,
and
yes.
B, the cost of that television set when you got it compared to the cost of yes. of a similar set yeah. now.
Oh, and a better set.
And a better set.
And a better set.
90-incher. 90-incher.
But it is so sad that when I go down and I want to spend a little time with my friends on Fox 5, and now all right. I have is their voice.
Mm.
Because
the
TV doesn't
Fox
even turn on. Yeah, it's horrible.
The hard part's this.
Yes.
And you know this about furniture. Those televisions, if you went on eBay right now, working televisions.
Oh, or Craigslist?
Yeah, your TV.
I couldn't give it away.
You couldn't give it away.
Even if it was in right. perfect working order. Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes, like a marriage, you're just used to it.
You're going to be, here's what I predict. You're the hunt beat. So you're in the market now?
Yes,
you're going to be
am.
In the
yeah.
market mm-hmm. now. I Oscar, would I be accurate saying he is in for a treat because he's going to get a better picture than he's ever seen?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be
and
incredible.
I've always had state-of-the-art, amazing sound down there. I've got it wired for 7.1 with a subwoofer. And so
that's
when I watch,
change.
No, it's just going to be
Unless
better.
Do you have an optical, I guess, interface, a cable to go into the, what do you? What kind of wires?
Are you talking about the optical? The
yeah.
optical cable
the
that
audio
goes
cable, yeah.
from the set, yeah, which is what everybody
HDMI,
has now.
Out of the
what
box.
HDMI 2.0, 1.0,
whatever the most modern is, a 2.0, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Well, I'll be
fast. And
think
here's the
work.
Nick. Hey, but it doesn't matter. You can always get an adapter. How about
adapter?
That? How about my,
adapter?
How
there
about
you go.
My knowledge yeah. of TV?
You can
huh?
get a 90-inch. Do you mind scratch and dent? Like, do you mind if there's like a little imperfection?
I had to deal with scratch and dent with that roommate.
All right. So if you're keeping track, Rob, summertime, two uncles dead. A television dead, and really, Robin Carey dead to Julia now.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, that's
and
that's
Robert it. Healing nicely.
Yes.
Healing nicely and sleeping till noon. That's good.
Noon?
Hey, Robert, this is Mike, okay? Get back to work. Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping. Helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.